as our beloved Frederick has played the adoration to the Goddess of Peace. We send forth our love and gratitude to her and ask her to clothe us in her flame of peace while the Goddess of Music is dictating. May there come her flame into the physical atomic structure of each one of us. To this time, may that flame be made immortally a part of our flesh bodies, until that flame takes its dominion and is revealed through us to all. May our love to the Goddess of Music tonight draw forth into the physical octave of earth, in the name of all mankind, that music which she alone gives to the earth. There are many who give the great music of the spheres to the people of earth, but the Goddess of Music has certain authority to blaze that flame into the emotional world of the people for purifying purposes. Beloved ones of earth, as we enter in the door of immortal happiness, I want you to know that there comes to your assistance from the heights of immortal purity the music that none on earth can ever give you. May you realize tonight that the music of the spheres to which we refer, that which gives adoration to that mighty I Am Presence, carries within it the illumining powers of the fire element, the sacred fire from the great central sun. And I want you to feel tonight that as you ask for the dispensation from the great central sun for the immortal power of this cosmic music to be drawn into the lower atmosphere of earth, the great ones in the great central sun will grant the dispensation to qualify that with whatever powers are needed to bring into outer action quickly that which diverts mankind's attention from the destructive forces and so enters in to the feeling world of the people, that it charges them with the desire to turn away from discord. Now let me show you how that comes about. You know, there is a saying in the Orient that animals and men in anger can both be diverted by a song. Well, the music from our great octave of existence, when it suddenly charges into the energy of the feeling world of an individual or groups of individuals, or for that matter, even into the animals in the jungle, it stirs into action, into outer action, the natural harmony that is within the unfed flame in the human beings and is within all life when that life is undisturbed by outer discord. I'm sure some of you have had this experience, and all of you may, that many times canaries or birds that are kept in cages may remain perfectly quiet. But when wonderful music starts within the atmosphere, it moves the bird into action. And the bird begins to sing gloriously when that other music is heard. Now, just so can we, by this great immortal music of cosmic action, stir in mankind the desire for purity, the joy of reaching up to the light, and we can shock the attention away from the discord until, by a manifestation of the sacred fire, we gain the attention for an instant, and the flame holds command then forever. There are many ways, my loved ones, by which the discordant activities of the outer world can be handled under the action of the great cosmic law. Our music, I want you to know, is the language of immortality. Every planet in this system has its own individual melody and power that goes forth through the power of the sacred fire that sustains each planet. And all of that combined forms the gigantic anthem of this whole system of worlds. And therefore, the stars and the sun, the suns of interstellar space, sing their song of praise throughout infinity. And that song is immortal. That vibratory action of the sacred fire goes on and on and on, ever creating forms of beauty and drawing substance into outer action that forever creates more and more manifestation, so beautiful, so perfect, that it could only bring joy to all in creation. And it is my privilege to be a part of that activity to this earth. And there are sounds, my dear ones, in our great octave of life that come forth from our musical activities, our instruments, and our voices. Sounds whose beauty and whose power are so exquisite as to almost make you weep with joy. Sounds of beauty and perfection that are absolutely irresistible in the feeling world of the outer self. Let me show you a very concrete physical example and a very practical application of this of which I speak. You know well enough when you hear wonderful marches how it's almost impossible to keep yourselves from marking the time, the rhythm of the march, and especially when the melody is extremely beautiful. You know, when a wonderful waltz with beautiful melody starts to release into the atmosphere and you hear that, the vibratory action goes through your feeling world, there comes a sense of joy and lightness and happiness within your feeling world. There is the desire to dance, if you have danced in the past. Now, isn't that strange? And if you haven't, sometimes it wants to make you dance anyway. Well, I want you to see how practical everything we give can be used in the physical octave. You can positively play people out of their anger, out of their hate, out of their depression by joyous music. And within the music, which has the power to do that, there are certain harmonies, certain chords that are combinations of vibratory action that hold for the time being a certain activity of the fire element. And when that passes through anything, it changes all vibratory action into itself. Well, there is a cosmic action of that flame from the great central sun, which could be drawn into the lower atmosphere of Earth by certain dispensations that can travel through the atmosphere of Earth. And being of a higher frequency than the ear of mankind hears, it could go forth and purify and do its work without mankind ever hearing the sound, unless it were amplified by outer means. It might be, I don't say it is, but I said it might be, and it could be, that flying saucers sing a melody. Everything sings in the universe, precious ones, either a song of joy or a song of distress. All vibration makes a sound. Your airplane propeller makes a melody. The passage of the plane through the air makes a sound. A train makes a sound. A boat rushing through the waters makes a sound. And you make a sound in the universe, do you not? I think so. Well, you might just as well sing a melody of joy as one of complaint. But unless you place your attention upon the melodies from our octave that hold the purity of the sacred fire and draw that into your physical use, if you do not draw our purity through that flame, well, you would not hear the melody. I'm not going to talk in riddles tonight, not by any means. I want you to think these things through with me so you will begin to have a wider understanding of the universe around you, in which, and also the octave of music, to which you may reach consciously by your own free will with loving desire to draw the immortal music of the spheres into the physical atmosphere of Earth to do these very things that will lift mankind out of the discord. We have great melodies, transcendent beyond description, whose power is indescribable to the human mind, and whose action of the fire element can be so concentrated that wherever that sound in that flame blazes through, the human is gone forever. This is one of the most magnificent powers that is contained within life. And if people but understood how to use it, their joy would know no bounds. Because I tell you truth, you can purify and can correct practically everything that is discordant in this world by certain powers of our music. And when I speak of the immortal music, the immortal I Am music of the spheres, I speak of those activities of the sacred fire that come under our direction, that are consciously drawn from our temples of the fire element in the electronic belt around the physical sun, and that can be consciously commanded into the lower physical atmosphere of Earth until that sound is heard by the human ear. And when it gets the attention of the individual long enough, as it passes through the body, especially into the energy of the emotional body of the individual, it carries the qualities of our purity into the structure of Earth, into the very physical ground you tread upon, into the very atomic structure of the body, the flesh body. And that can become the healing of the nations. That can become the healing of the atomic structure of the physical bodies of mankind. That can become the healing flame that brings balance within the mind and into the mental and feeling world, that can be commanded to seal the door against the human forever. This great immortal flame of the I Am music of the spheres is no figment of anyone's imagination and is a gigantic cosmic power that can as well be drawn into the physical octave as the electronic force out of your atmosphere. I want you to feel that through this use of the miraculous powers of music, you could become so absorbed in that activity of the sacred fire that your very attention upon it, your use of it,